Pozdravljeni na tekmovanju Poliglot. Pred vami je naloga slušnega razumevanja. Po uvodnem navodilu boste imeli čas, da natančno preberete spodnje vprašanja in se pripravite na posnetek, ki ga boste slišali dvakrat. Med posnetkoma bo sledeči signal, ki bo označeval konec in začetek posnetka. Želimo vam veliko uspeha pri reševanju naloge.
Critics, and there are plenty, of the Michelin Guide say it's elitist, stifles creativity, and is simply too French. But things seem to be changing. Earlier this year, Michelin awarded its first ever star to a female chef cooking in the UK who is black. Her name is Adejoke Bakare, and her restaurant, Shishuru, serves modern West African food. Here's the moment she heard the news presented by Gwendal Poulenac, International Director of the Michelin Guides.
She impressed inspectors with her punchy West African cooking. Congratulations to Adejoke Bakare, Restaurant Shishuru.
For me, it was so hard to comprehend because we are doing, in my own terms, just authentic home food. For us to be recognized, it was amazing.
Adejoke Bakare's story is very different from Hélène de Rozé's story. Her road to a Michelin star started when she won a competition where the prize was the lease of a tiny pop-up restaurant space in Brixton Market.
When I won, I was shocked. People started coming, people told people. Jay Rayner came, wrote a review about it. It just blew up. And yes, we stayed in Brixton for about 2 years. But then Brixton, it was supposed to just be a pop-up spot.
I think a lot of people went there with ideas about Nigerian food.
Yes.
And then had those ideas almost exploded.
I think maybe because we don't have a tourist economy so much. And also in West Africa, every region feels their food is the best. Everybody's got their own ways of doing stuff. Every region in West Africa has their own version of egusi.
So egusi okay. is a soup. So,
oh, egusi yeah. is a soup.
I mean, there's many versions of jollof rice too, isn't there?
There is, and everybody claims that theirs is the best.
Yeah.
Maybe I would say it's like a closely guided secret in a way.
And then suddenly in Brixton Market, it became less of a secret and people really were astounded. But now you've moved to this restaurant near Broadcasting House and you have a Michelin star.
Which, I mean, you could knock me over with a feather.
Her big break came just 5 years ago, winning an amateur cooking competition in Brixton. But she originally came to the UK to study science at university.
You came to London to study microbiology.
Yeah.
What happened?
Life. Shishuru had always been, the ethos had been, you're coming into our house so that when they leave, they'll think we're the best hosts. And also to be able to cook the food as authentically as we can, but at the same time making it accessible to people who have no reference point to it. So just focusing on doing that and then being invited to Michelin, and it, yes, just that's been just, yeah.
Blew you over with a feather.
Blew me over with a feather, for sure.
Well, as everybody, I'm sure, has commented, you're the first black woman, female chef, yeah, to get a Michelin star in this country. Why do you think it's taken that long?
I think the institution was kind of outdated because it was meant for the French gastronomy kind of ratings that they use. And I think now they're beginning to look at other kind of cuisines. And I think this is just the beginning.
Critics, and there are plenty, of the Michelin Guide say it's elitist, stifles creativity, and is simply too French. But things seem to be changing. Earlier this year, Michelin awarded its first ever star to a female chef cooking in the UK who is black. Her name is Adejoke Bakare, and her restaurant, Chichuru, serves modern West African food. Here's the moment she heard the news presented by Gwendal Poulenac, International Director of the Michelin Guides.
She impressed inspectors with her punchy West African cooking.
For me, it was so hard to comprehend because we are doing, in my own terms, just authentic home food. For us to be recognized, it was amazing.
Adejoke Bakare's story is very different from Hélène de Rozé's story. Her road to a Michelin star started when she won a competition where the prize was the lease of a tiny pop-up restaurant space in Brixton Market.
When I won, I was shocked. People started coming, people told people. Jay Rayner came, wrote a review about it. It just blew up. And yes, we stayed in Brixton for about 2 years. But then Brixton, it was supposed to just be a pop-up spot.
I think a lot of people went there with ideas about Nigerian food,
yes,
and then had those ideas almost exploded.
I think maybe because we don't have a tourist economy so much. And also in West Africa, every region feels their food is the best. Everybody's got their own ways of doing stuff. Every region in West Africa has their own version of egusi.
So egusi is a soup.
Is a soup.
I mean, there's many versions of jollof rice too, isn't there?
There is. And everybody claims that theirs is the best.
Yeah.
Maybe I would say it's like a closely guided secret in a way.
And then suddenly in Brixton Market, it became less of a secret and people really were astounded. But now you've moved to this restaurant near Broadcasting House and you have a Michelin star.
Which, I mean, you could knock me over with a feather.
Her big break came just 5 years ago, winning an amateur cooking competition in Brixton. But she originally came to the UK to study science at university.
You came to London,
yeah,
to study microbiology.
Yeah.
What happened?
Life. Chichuru had always been, the ethos had been, you're coming into our house so that when they leave, they think we're the best hosts. And also to be able to cook the food as authentically as we can, but at the same time making it accessible to people who have no reference point to it. So just focusing on doing that and then being invited to Michelin, and
blew me over with a feather,
for sure.
Well, as everybody, I'm sure, has commented, you're the first black woman, female chef,
yeah,
to get a Michelin star in this country. Why do you think it's taken that long?
I think the institution was kind of outdated because it was meant for the French gastronomy kind of ratings that they use. And I think now they're beginning to look at other kind of cuisines. And I think this is just the beginning.